Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on the Score.
Just one more thing, please.
I thought you had a clock to punch.
I do. I'm leaving right now.
It's time for One Last Thing.
Were you ever able to dunk?
I just want to ask you one question.
I'm insulted by the question, yes. I don't know.
Ask any question.
I just want to ask you.
For anyone on the
one
show.
One question.
I completely understand the questions that are going to come.
I just want to ask you one question.
I know that these questions could go on and on each and every day.
I just want to ask you one question.
Is that a real question? What you want me to say to that?
I just
want to
ask you one question.
Why you got to be so negative? I didn't think about that. Come on, bro. Just ask questions.
I just want to ask.
That's a great question.
One question.
One Last Thing with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
You text them, you twitch them. We gather them and answer them at the end of the show. This one's from way back earlier in the 2 o'clock hour. Someone said, hey, who the hell are the White Sox pitching tonight? Spiegs. Who the hell are the White Sox pitching tonight?
Davis Martin from AAA called up, actually asked Jack McMullen, the Indianapolis Indians broadcaster on Hit and Run on Sunday morning, about Davis Martin. Here he is.
Yeah, so this guy came out of absolutely nowhere. I think he had an ERA hovering around 5 with AA Birmingham last year, and he was a middle-round pick out of Texas Tech, I want to say 2018. But this year, all the stuff kicked up, and I got the spin data and all that, and I got the velos coming into the start because I asked a buddy of mine that has access to that stuff, not legally access to that stuff, but I asked him, and you know, I said, give me the lowdown on Davis Martin, and he said, oh wow, Davis Martin, like, this is exciting. He's got, you know, that fastball in the 2400 2500 RPM range, so a high spin fastball that's 94 to 96. And he's got tight breaking balls. He's got a good curveball, a slider, and a changeup. I was excited going into the start, and they throw 6 shutout innings, and he was as impressive of a starting pitcher as we've seen so far this year. I mean, this guy was mid-90s with pinpoint command of the fastball. He's got a sharp power curve but still has a lot of vertical drop. Think of like a harder 12-6 curveball. Mm-hmm. And then he couples that with a tight slider and a good changeup that runs like a circle change. So this is a guy that has 4 pitches that he can commit that I think could be really effective if they need a spot start here.
That is a pitching nerd right there, deeply into Davis Martin.
Who's the pitchers in this game?
Probably just nerd, right?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Right, just nerd. But, I mean, think about that. If you're, you know, your White Sox fan group chat or something like that, and everyone's like, who the hell is this guy? Listen to Hit and Run. What we are talking about on Tuesday, they're covering for you in great detail on Sunday.
Gave it for you Sunday morning.
So, yeah.
That's a little misaligned.
Hang out with Matt Spiegel. He also has a baseball podcast and occasionally does this show.
Sometimes I even listen.
Yeah. 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 What are the questions we got, Jay?
From the 773, in honor of the Annie Open, what's everyone's favorite musical?
Oh, favorite Broadway musical.
Just musical. Doesn't have to be Broadway.
I guess that's true.
Hamilton.
Wow, really stepping out on a ledge there.
Yeah. Haven't seen a ton of musicals. Have seen some Broadway plays, but not a ton of musicals.
What's your favorite Broadway play?
There you go.
I saw Fish in the Dark. The Larry David one was amazing. Very funny. I mean, I saw The Lion King. I've seen quite a few.
Is that the one that was nominated for an Oscar where the guy has sex with a fish?
No.
No, that was a movie.
Oscars are for movies. Tonys. Yeah. Tonys are for Broadway
I know what you're talking about.
What one was that, Tanny?
You know, I knew the name of it.
I knew the name of
but,
it, too.
But the way we talk about it, some things, you just it gets in your brain.
Yeah.
The Shape of Water.
Shape of water.
That's it. Dude is just banging a fish.
Yeah, kind of.
Something like that.
Sort of like that.
Going to town on this fish.
A little bit.
Book of Mormon.
Good answer.
I like Shrek. I think that's considered a musical. I think that's one of the best movies and musicals of all time.
Oh, my God. My daughter's birthday today, Juliana, loves Shrek the Musical. It's on Netflix, I believe. It is hilarious. I can vouch for you on that one.
We just forgot another Tannehill birthday in the 5 o'clock hour.
We did?
Happy birthday, Juju. Oh,
and John Morosi. And John Morosi.
We did
John
that
two of my favorite people.
Two of the greats of the game.
So I grew up on Broadway musicals. I did a whole musical draft in the Dominican Republic with my dad. You guys want that info? I've got that for you.
Yeah,
interested.
Later date.
Okay.
6:05.
I'll go The Music Man. I love The Music
Man. One. Big fan.
Okay.
From Normal Tom on Twitch.
No sex with fish, though, in The Music Man.
Too bad.
Problem.
What's the most valuable thing stolen out of Shane's office?
Ooh.
Ooh.
My chicken parm sub that day. I place a tremendous value on that.
Somebody took your chicken farm
from,
sub?
From Rick Abini's, yeah. It's terrible.
Food and beer go missing from my fridge all the time. That's something I can't really control. People are going to do it. I lost an entire bottle of whiskey one time that I had just gotten at Benny's that day, the one on Grand. But my favorite thing was the old Chicago Stadium. I had like a encased, not a plaque, what would you call it? An encased Chicago Stadium structure that was like 6 inches by 6 inches. It was awesome, and it just disappeared one day.
Oh, wow. That's
a couple years ago.
Straight up theft.
That's too bad.
Yeah, my grandpa gave it to me. It sucked.
Wow.
Also,
hopefully whoever stole it is listening and it reappears.
Hope so. Also, I had a coffee mug, an It's a Boy coffee mug that my parents got the day I was born.
No.
That was taken out of my office. Like the day I got full time here.
How else will you remember that you're a boy?
My parents are pissed about that one.
Hey, just return it. No questions asked.
No questions
except
asked.
Why'd you steal that?
Yeah.
Well, and stop stealing my phone chargers, too. That's just, not valuable, but that's just very inconvenient.
Just return it. Only one question asked.
Why?
Yeah.
Just tell me why.
Turn in your badge because you're fired.
Connor O'Donnell says, do you have any predictions for when the first mob challenge will be completed?
Oh, that's a great question. Tonight on the North Side. Let's go.
You think so?
I don't know.
No.
It's a beautiful night.
Getting a sign on TV at a game is not easy. Like,
depends where you're sitting.
You need Mike Chen there to help. Mike Chen there, it'll get you guys.
Yeah, he's as American as any of us.
Someone said, what if we got like Pink Hat Guy to hold up the mob sign?
Jim Annixter? How about Eminem Guy? George Jacobs?
Well, he's not in the periphery of the television view anymore.
Oh, that's right. He got moved.
But only he is when you're showing a batter in the right-handed batter's box, though.
There's not many of those these days.
Controversial opinion. Yeah. I think the slot over the shoulder of the batter is more attractive for this challenge than behind the plate. I think because then you'll be waiting for it, and every time they cut to the batter, you'll be like, oh, there it is, there it is. It'll be so much fun.
It's like Dr. Richard Gere. They used to show behind the left-handed batter at the Sox game. Season ticket holder looks kind of like Richard Gere. But as the years go on, less so, but very handsome man.
I disagree.
You disagree?
Right behind home plate.
Every pitch?
That the starting pitcher has to look at every pitch saying MLB would be hilarious.
It wouldn't last. Ballpark security and or television producers would combine to get that removed and get that out of the standard shot. Behind the batter, you can get away with it. And you can also hold it down when the camera's not on you.
All right. We'll see. We'll see if the $200, a snack of consequence, maybe from a starving children organization, and a bobblehead are on the line. Mob challenge number one. See if they come through.
Somebody just said on the text line that Bernstein's going to the Cub game tonight. What the hell? That could have been it.
I mean, he's not going to do that.
He's so unfun.
I agree.
It's deeply unfun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.